everybody. It's Raul.
And I am Oscar. Hello there to all my fellow Medicare agents.
Got it again. Every time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, everybody. Super excited to talk today about the subject that we're going to talk about today. Really, something that is close to important to me, even with our agents, and what that is delivering your best. And what I'm referring to by delivering your best is giving the best possible service to the people that you enroll. And I know that we talk about this a lot, where we say, gosh, you know, where do the referrals come from? To be real honest, it comes from people who take care of their clients. So I kind of want to just paint a picture real quick and just let everybody know. So at the very end of every appointment, what I used to do is I used to make a promise. And we've talked about the four business card method before. I'm going to just mention again for anybody who has never heard it. But what I would always do at the end of every appointment is I would say, hey, look, I want you to know that I'm going to be there for you. So anytime you have a question, I want you to know that you can just give me a call. You can call me. I want you to put my cell phone in your cell phone, and I will be there and make sure that I can help you. So I'm going to give you one business card. This one's for you, okay? And keep it in your wallet. Just know that I am here for you. But I'm going to do something else. I'm going to give you three more cards. And those cards are going to be for your friends, just anyone else that you can think of that I might be able to help. I'm sure that even right now, names are popping into your head of people who will be either turning 65 or someone else that you can think of that this plan might benefit. So I'm going to give you these three other cards. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to give those three cards to those people. And I'm going to call back in a week to find out who you did that with. So that was the four business card method. It's what I did pretty much every appointment, regardless of the person. And I've had people come up to me and say, hey, look, Raul, that's just not for me. You know, I deal with doctors and so forth. My clientele, I'm not going to do that with them. And listen, I did it with everybody. Mm-hmm. And it works. And it's not like it's, I'm making a promise to them, but I'm also asking them, hey, could you do me a favor and give out these cards? And they'll do it.
Yeah, I don't think it matters the type of individual, the type of clients that you're handing that card to, right? You could be dealing with maybe a D-SNP individual, right? That your lower income individuals, or you could be dealing with a doctor or lawyer. And either way, if you do a good job and you deliver, like you said, there's no reason for you, one, not to ask for a referral, but two, I mean, they're going to get excited to refer people to you, because that low income individual or the doctor, you do a good job with them, they're going to let people know,
yeah,
hey, you need to call my guy. You need to call Raul.
Yeah. Especially, someone who can deliver. But it's just like what you do is you start helping them to remember other people that they might know, and these little kind of nuggets that you drop the whole time. Excuse me. Sorry. Still dealing with it. These nuggets that you draw, that you give them, it'll start, you know, oh yeah, I do know somebody who's turning 65. Oh yeah. My cousin is actually turning 65. We grew up together.
Right.
So so those types of things. But then what happens?
So the four business card method, right? And you hand those three cards out. Yep. Then you follow up in a week.
Yep,
right?
Follow up in a week. I'm just like, hey, you know, it's Raul. First of all, I wanted to find out, did you get your card yet? No, not yet. Okay, here's what's going to happen. It should be here. We say 7 to 10 days. That's why I always follow up in a week. But if it's not here, do me a favor. By Wednesday, will you give me a call and make sure to let me know? And then I'll figure out what happened. Maybe I'll call to the company and maybe reorder or see what happened.
Yeah. So things have slowed down a little bit. Usually it's 7 to 10 days. It's in what they say now, it's 7 to 10 business days. So realistically, we're looking at 2 weeks. That's kind of what in the past they used to get them, you know, within 7 to 10 days or about a week. I know it's been a long time, Raul, since you've been out in the field.
I'm still calling in a week.
but that's exactly what I do. I do that. I give them my cards and I say, I'm going to call you in 2 weeks. And so it's a 1-2 punch, right?
Right.
The first one is, hey, did you get your card? I'm calling to check in. I want to make sure that you got your card. But then part two of that is, hey, those three extra business cards that I gave you, who did you give them to? Right? I'm not asking, did you give them out? Did you happen to give them to somebody that you know? Who did you give them to? And that opens up the conversation. I know, I remember early on when you were training me, you'd always tell me, don't ask, you want to ask open-ended questions. Don't ask yes or no questions. You want to get them talking and have an open-ended question. So that's how I ask, who did you give my business cards to?
Yeah. You know, I think I'm guilty of it maybe more than anyone is where I'll be in a conversation and not fully listening. I'm one of those people that maybe it's ADD. Maybe it's just I have a lot of things on my plate because I'm thinking about a lot of things in every conversation. I'm still partly there, right? And so, especially when I'm dealing with a salesperson, a lot of times if they're talking, I'm not fully paying attention. And so, when you ask an open-ended question, it makes me stop and repeat the question in my head and be like, "Oh yeah, I do have an answer to this. I am going to think this through." But what really happens is kind of what comes out of the promise. And that's what I want to talk about today is that the promise that I made to be there for them as their customer service agent, really. And what I'm saying is that I'm here for you. I'm going to go the extra mile. So I tell them I want to be your first call. So what does that look like to be your first call? So Medicare, right? It's not like we do car insurance where we've got someone has to change out their doctor. We've got to change that. So what does it look like? Well, I never got my ID card. Well, some of the carriers, now we can submit that and request that for them. But for the ones that we can't, just maybe get them on a three-way call with customer service if I have the time to do that, those types of things. And the most important part to me is calling them back. And so before I got super busy, I would always have a commitment where I would say, I will call you back by the end of the day. So if you call me today, whether I'm driving home at 6 p.m. or 8 p.m., finishing up my last appointment, I am returning your call today. Now, to me, that is the highest level of service that an agent can give, is to say, I will return your call by the end of the day. But what ends up happening realistically is for those agents, maybe like Beto or Natalie or Alex now, like, or Diana with these really big books, it becomes harder and harder to make that kind of commitment to call back by the end of the day, because you just have so many things going on. So then I changed it to within 24 hours. So mm-hmm. That would be my goal, is I'm going to give you a call back within 24 hours. And so
get a feel for, you know, for what your book looks like, and you know what's going to work best for you and what you can deliver on. But I think the bottom line is just make sure that you're getting back and you're returning phone calls. Again, that's another thing that I remember when I first started, you know, almost 10 years ago with you, and you were giving me training. If you want to be successful in this business, you need to answer phone calls. You need to return phone calls.
Right.
And that's it. You know, that's a part of, you know, we did an episode where I talk about doing the little things. That's not a big thing. Answer the phone. Call people back. That's what you have to do. And sometimes it can be difficult when you're, and I know we're going to dive into this, but you know, if you're out on a trip somewhere, or it's the weekend and you get a phone call, you know, I believe, and this is something that I preach to a lot of our agents who are just joining us, who are really trying to focus on building their book of business, is whenever you're having to, one, you want to make sure that you return the phone call, but two, if somebody does call you and say, hey, I need to change my PCP or I lost my ID card, a lot of times, depending on the carrier, right, sometimes we can do that on their behalf, either online or by calling in, but it means a lot more. Again, if you have the time, if you have the capacity, make that phone call with them. It's something that I almost make it mandatory for our newer agents who are trying to build a book. I'm gonna highlight Augustine for a minute here. So he does that. all the time, consistently. I mean, if he gets something, if he gets a service call from his clients, he's actually taking the time to make that phone call in with them. Now, how easy would it be, Raul, to just say, hey, there's a phone number on the back of your card. Just call that number and let them know that you need to order a new card because you misplaced it, and they'll send you a new one. You can absolutely do that. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with doing that, especially when you have these large books of business. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But if you have the time and you're trying to build a book of business, what does that mean to that individual, right? Put yourself in the senior shoes. And that's something that I'm always talking to agents about, is put yourself in your client's shoes. And wouldn't it mean a lot more to your client if you take the time, you, their agent, calls into the insurance company with them? And sometimes these things can be stressful for the seniors, and they don't want to be doing these things, or they just don't, they'd feel more comfortable if you were there to help them and really just hold their hand. It's right. A simple task for us, but let's just take the time to make that phone call, and that means the world to them.
Yeah.
And what does that lead to? That leads to referrals.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. I think that my favorites is Vince Quadra does this, but Diana Casillas, if one of her clients calls her, now she deals with a lot of, you know, special needs clients, special needs plans clients, mm-hmm. Which are mostly dual clients that she deals with, and many can't read or can't fully comprehend what they're reading when it's something from an insurance carrier or when it's something from the state. And oftentimes I'll hear from her and she's like, yeah, I'm running to an appointment with a current client just to go and read some of these letters that they got to them from the state, and kind of helping them to keep up with renewing their Medicaid. Because a lot of times what ends up happening is they'll get this letter that says you need to fill this out by a certain time. And then because either they can't read or just didn't respond, then they lose their Medicaid and have to reapply, right? Mm-hmm. Or have to do it again. And so she's going and reading through these things and reading the letters for them. So talk about going kind of the extra level in service. So going back and not that she does it. I don't think that her heart is doing this so she gets referrals. I really don't. But I think what ends up happening is that her heart is to take care of the people, is to serve that person. But because of that, she gets so many referrals. It's like a constant thing that she's getting more and more referrals. And that's the kind of service that we need to deliver if you want to be that next level. So all of you don't want to use the best agents, but all of the most successful agents we have here at TMS with the largest books of business have a strong and firm understanding of how important it is to service and serve their clients. Every single one. I always bring back my book of business when I was at Humana. So I used to work at Humana from 2007 until 2013. And I was never like that top producer. I was never the Natalie, the Beto, that gets out there. But when I left, I had 1,100 clients and active clients in my book of business, which was one of the largest of any of the agents that we worked with. And the reason that I believe that it was so large was because people stayed with me was because of that promise that I made to them. Let me be that first call that you make, those types of things.
And it was probably more difficult, right? When you're only working for one carrier, like if somebody wants to make a plan change, you've got to save that sale. You've got to keep them from leaving Humana and going to United Healthcare. Now, if somebody calls me and says they want to move from Humana to United Healthcare or any other carrier,
right,
sure, I'll be right over. Let's yeah, knock it out. But I bet it was a lot different for you because you could only sell Humana back then.
It was. But what it comes down to is that if you, so think about this. So, you know, I hear a lot of people say, well, I don't really like to sell dual plans because those people are not loyal. And my response, my personal feeling on it is, have you built that loyalty?
Yeah, it can be the opposite if you build that loyalty.
I guarantee you that Diana's client that calls her all the time to go and read her letters or is not leaving her. And you have to build that loyalty. You build it up. It's not, it's one of those things where I think they say like that, that trust is earned, those types of things, right? Well, that loyalty from a client is earned by you delivering on this promise that we talk about. And so that's why it's so important to make sure that we deliver on that. That's,
yeah. There's another piece to that. And I think that's something that, that I want to uncover, that we really don't talk about. And I think it needs to be talked about. And I don't mean between ourselves, amongst ourselves. I think it needs to be talked about with your clients. And here's, so here's a story. I was sitting with an agent the other day, and he was dealing with a prospect, a person that he was going to be signing up. She was going to be new to Medicare, and so not collecting Social Security. So remember, when somebody's not collecting Social Security, they have to apply for Medicare. I just tell people, we've got to order your Medicare card. So this agent helps the individual. He meets with the individual, does an educational, you know, one-on-one type of workshop with her, and explains what Medicare is, you know, how Medicare works, what their options are, helps her order her Medicare card. Mm-hmm. Medicare card comes in, she receives the Medicare card, got an appointment set to enroll her into her plan. Then our agent gets a phone call from her and says, hey, my sister actually has an agent, and my sister wants me to go with her agent. So I'm going to go and do that. Very sweet, very innocent. And we ended up, our agent ended up losing a sale. Well, maybe not, right? That's actually something that's in the works right now. But what happened was, again, this is something I said I wanted to uncover something is, our clients, these people out there, they don't know how our business works, and they don't know. They might think that our agents are salaried employees, or they're just going to be on to the next one. They don't understand that, you know, we're independent agents and we're business owners, and that the way that we make our living is when we sign you up for the plan. And so I believe that there's nothing wrong with communicating that to your client.
So there was a time where I went in. It was a Friday afternoon. This lady called me like around 4 o'clock. I pulled over to help her and gave her some quotes and for MedSup, just kind of explained, like I really spent like an hour and a half on the phone with her, explaining Medicare supplements, explaining all these different things. She had so many questions, and I answered them all. And we scheduled an appointment for me to go out and enroll her on, I think it was Monday. And so I got an email from her, because I'd also sent, I emailed her the quotes, and I got an email from her, and it said, thank you so much for all your help. We don't need to meet after all. On Monday, I went ahead and enrolled directly with Mutual of Omaha. Thanks for all your help. And I remember being like super, super annoyed, but I never really communicated that over to her. In I probably communicated it to you guys, like man, I'm so annoyed with that. More venting to friends than to the client. Just my own personal style in that type of situation is I would try to save it and kind of thinking on the fly. I might present it a different way. You know, I'm not gonna. Like in
Chase
some ways
it feels, right?
Yeah, it feels like kind of guilting her into the sell. For me, I might be like, hey, look, I do want you to know that we normally whenever we help people and we get together with them and we enroll them into help them enroll into Medicare, usually it's with the idea that we're going to be the ones to enroll them in a Medicare plan.
Right.
And that's why we did that. I just wanted you to know that. And, you know, I understand you had a friend, you know, perhaps you could tell your sister that we've already, you know, kind of started together, and I can still enroll you into the same plan that she's in, so you guys can both be on the same plan. And say, how do we avoid that type of situation? How
right.
do we avoid
and prevent it?
That would be on the front end.
Yep.
Right. And say, you know, and so there's like a really tactful way of saying, hey, look, I don't get paid for this, without saying, hey, I don't get paid for this, and just say, hey, look, here's what I want you to know is that probably your average agent's not helping you enroll into a Medicare supplement and things like that. But I want you to know that I go above and beyond for everyone that I'm helping. And so at the end of this, I'm hoping that I'll enroll you into a plan. And but one of the other things I want to tell you is, again, not everybody's willing to do this. Maybe there's friends that you know that I would be able to help as well. And kind of do it that way, which I'm saying I get paid to enroll people without saying it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not say I don't get paid to do this, but I'm doing it anyway, is like, hey, I want you to know the average agent's probably not doing this, but I do this because I want to go above and beyond for the people that I'm helping. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that's more my style and how I'd probably present it. But I think that's a great way to, you know, get on the front end. Betting that the agent that she wants her to use is a family member or a very close, a family member of a very close friend.
It's me. I'm just kidding.
it's either a family member right. or a family member of a very close friend. And that's why she's doing that. And honestly, I personally think, like, going back to them in that type of situation, there's plenty yeah. more people to enroll. You're probably, you know, it's fine. Sometimes we do things. Sometimes we go above and beyond. And just like that time with that lady who enrolled, which I feel like is really rude. It's really like she like took an hour and a half of my time. And yeah. I didn't, you know, however, I know that when I'm always doing the right things and I'm always doing it with the right heart, for the right reasons, that ultimately I win.
It's going to come back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah. Yeah. Ultimately, like, and it never fails. Like, you know, tomorrow I get 2 referral calls. It never fails. As long as I keep the right attitude, do the right things.
You want to know what's funny?
What's that?
It's funny that you say that, because mm-hmm. I had this conversation with this agent. I kid you not, proceeded the rest of that day to make 5 sales.
Exactly.
With nothing. He only had 2 sales planned.
Yep.
Ended the day with 5 sales.
It's one of those, right?
Yeah.
And it's just the way, and it's when we keep that perspective, also just kind of, you know, these are difficult situations, right? And it's frustrating. But ultimately, I know how the story ends. I know I'm going to win. I know I'm going to do yeah. well. And look at that. He got 3 extra sales he wasn't counting on that very day. So worst case scenario, he walks away. He wasted an hour. Big deal. Right? Like, in the grand scheme of things. In the grand scheme of things. And if you're listening, whoever it is, I'm not saying like,
hey, but
it's
you
not
learn
a big deal,
something from
but
it.
You learn, and it's exactly right. You take away, because, you know, it's only a loss if you don't take something away from it.
Yeah. I think people look at us now, Raul, and we're nowhere near where we want to be, right? Right. And we'll continue to grow. But people look at us now but they don't know, you know, what was it? They didn't see, we went through all of this yeah. in year 1 and year 2, probably for you when you were at Humana, right? When you were first learning as an agent. But I've been down this road, guys. And so, you know, the message here is just keep going. And it's going to, and as long as you're doing the right thing with the right heart and mind, you're going to be successful. It's going to come back to you. Just continue to grow, continue to learn. But believe us, guys, we've been there. We've been down that path.
Right. Like, in just kind of at the end of the day, I've seen it. And this is why I said you're going to get 2 referrals the next day or whatever it is because I've seen this happen where you lose it, but then it just comes right back. We deal with that a lot, just where agents are like, oh man, can you believe that I lost that one client, you know, and I get it. I understand the frustration, but also I know that you just keep on doing these things that we teach you. I always go back to that Remember the Titans. He says it's like Novocaine. You just keep doing it and it works. Mm-hmm. These are the things that we're showing you that we know that they work. Don't worry about losing that one client. It will come back multiple times over if you just keep doing the things that we recommend.
Right. And a lot of that, again, going back to the message for today, it's delivering your best right. every single time.
And so that brings me to my next point, which is in delivering your best is genuinely care about your people. That is something that you can't train. It's something that you have to decide as an agent. You know what? I truly care about these people. How do you do that? Here's how I did it. I would think about my grandparents and think about and put, because everybody has a grandparent, right? Or you should, you know, most people have a grandparent that they're thinking about, whether or not they know them, but, or their own mom, you know, whatever the situation is, think about your own family. And if they were in that same situation, and treat them the way that you would hope that someone would treat your mom or your grandma. And that's how I did it. You know, when I started, I was 27 years old. So my grandmother, both my grandmothers were still alive. Mm-hmm. And I would always think about them when I was active in as a salesperson, whether or not I was dealing with them, the way that I spoke with them, it would be like the way that I would hope that someone would speak to my own grandmother. And now I do it like as if someone was speaking to my mom, like, what would, you know, how would I hope that an agent would speak to my mom if she was turning 65 and enrolling into a plan? And that's how I operate. And when I do that, I'm able to truly and genuinely care for the individuals. And I see that from a lot of our agents, like Natalie. I bring her up. So I'll tell you this. You mentioned earlier taking calls on vacation. I'm going to be real honest with you. When I was on vacation, I did not take calls. I have an out of office alert on my phone. It says, out of office alert. You've reached the voicemail box of Raul Gonzalez. I will be out of the office from this day to this day. If you need immediate assistance, please call the number on the back of your card. Otherwise, I'll return your call as soon as I return. And that's what I did. To be honest, I probably lost referrals. Yeah. The biggest part is I probably lost referrals. But I believe that communication is key in everything. In me communicating on that and very clearly, it wasn't because at first I would just say, you've reached the voicemail box of Raul Gonzalez. I'm out of the office. People don't stop and listen. That's why I say out of office alert. You've reached the voicemail. So I would do it like that. And I don't believe that my clients were mad at me. Most people understand that we all need vacation sometimes. I don't believe that there was ever an issue. I also never took vacation on the last week of the month, right? When people are like, when plans are about to go into effect and things like that. And if I ever did, then I would probably take the calls. But what I noticed from Natalie is I was not to the level of production that Natalie is. For years, I'll talk to her on the phone and she'll be on vacation in Arkansas. Who goes to Arkansas? Sorry. she'll be on vacation in Arkansas or wherever she goes, Dallas. And she'll mention to me, yeah, I have this client I'm trying to deal with. I'm trying to take care of this situation. And when she's over there and she's dealing with it and she's helping these people, but it's because she truly and genuinely cares that everything goes well with them. And it's not for a selfish reason, like, oh, they're not going to give me referrals or anything like that. She truly and genuinely cares about these people. Mm-hmm. And to me, that is why she is so successful. And is because she cares about those people.
Yeah. I think it's so important. I'll be honest. When I first got into the business, right? Cause we all do this to make money, right? And we want to be successful financially. We want to have time, you know, to the ability to make our own schedules and all that, right? That those are reasons that we get into the business. I was young when I got into the business. Yep. And so what I was looking at, dollar signs.
Right.
And I thought I saw the potential that existed in the business. And so there came a time when I finally, like it kind of clicked. It just kind of came to me and said, okay, you know, if I really want to be successful in this, not that I didn't care, right? I just, it needs to be genuine, like everything that I'm doing. And when I started doing that and I kind of changed my approach or I kind of had that light bulb go off again, I believe that I've always done things with the right intentions and for the right reasons. But when that realization finally came to me, it's when I became even more successful. And that's the crazy thing is early on, you know, I was just looking at dollar signs. I need this many clients to get to this amount of dollars, to get to this amount of residuals. And that's how I would kind of, that's how I was building my business. And then I thought, well, you know what? If I become more genuine, I'm absolutely genuine about everything that I'm doing, it's gonna, I think the the dollar signs, everything will follow. It'll come with it, right? And you'll see it start to explode. And it did. You know, I came to that realization. I started being a lot more genuine. Again, not that I wasn't, guys. It's just started being a lot more genuine. And that's when I started to get more referrals, which led to more sales, which led to more clients. And so the dollar, you know, the residual started growing and everything just followed and came along with it. But that's the important part is that you want to be genuine.
Yeah. So something happens when there's like a shift when there, you can see sincerity in somebody when you're in a conversation with them. You can see whether or not they genuinely care about you. I really believe that even from an FMO standpoint, from what we do, that's the difference in TMS and maybe others, without naming any names of other field marketing organizations. TMS, I truly believe, because I can tell you from this, it's why we do this podcast.
Right.
I can't sit and have a beer every week with every agent. I mean, I can't do that, right? But what I can do is with that same heart, we put this out hoping that for whoever's listening that it's going to put you in a better situation as an agent. And it's because I genuinely care about your success. If you're listening, you're part of this team. I genuinely care about your success. I want you to be successful. Oscar wants you to be successful. We all do. Everyone here at TMS, and it's kind of cool when you look at our team, everyone who's part of this organization really genuinely has that. And that's, I believe, why we're successful. Same as an agent. Excuse me. When the agents are in that position, like Natalie, like Diana, like Beto, they genuinely care about their clients. They are the most successful ones. And so I think that's what your shift was, Oscar. And you can see it over the last, you know, several years, what your production has, you know, it went way up as an agent, and just so many things happened once you had that shift, which is really cool.
Couple things. I know we moved on from it, but you know, when we're in the appointment, you were talking about how you do that four business card method and tying it back to delivering your best, right? I think at the end of the appointment, you wanna let them know what's coming next, and that's also your time to remind them, hey, you know, I'm your agent. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna continue to service you. I'm your first point of contact. And again, everybody's got their different style, but that's the time that I take to say, hey, let me put my phone number. Let's put my phone number in your phone. I know you have my card. Let's take a minute, and I want you to actually program my phone number into your phone. And the reason for that, they're getting bombarded with phone calls all day long from different, you know, people, salespeople they're trying to sell them TV, whether they're trying to sell them anything, or even their Medicare phone calls that they're getting. So you want to put your phone number in there so that they know that it's you reaching out to them, and just remind them again that I take that time to remind them, ignore the mail, ignore things that you see on TV. And if you see any of these things and anything does pique your interest, call me. I want to be your first point of contact. And so the idea behind that is that's going to help you with the retention part of your business. But at the end of the day, I'm always telling agents, you know, whenever we're doing trainings here, I say, you want to be the conversation piece. And I kind of bring it to AEP, to open enrollment. So as everybody knows, AEP, Thanksgiving falls right in the middle of AEP. And so I'm always using this as whenever I'm training agents, I say, you want to be the conversation piece at the Thanksgiving table, right? Whenever, if insurance does come up and people are talking about insurance, your name needs to be in that conversation. You need to call Raul. Raul's my guy. He helped me sign up with this plan. And so the reason, and if you're able to be the conversation piece, that means that you're delivering. That means that everything that we've been talking about, the service calls, returning phone calls, doing, you know, answering any questions that they may have, if you're able to do that, then you become the conversation piece.
Yeah. I used to tell my clients, and also in some of that, is that my hope is that when someone asks you, what's your insurance, that you don't just say, I have Humana. Say, my hope is that I deliver such a good job for you with your customer service that you'll say, I have Humana, but you got to call my agent, Raul. He's the best. Those types of things. That's what I'm hoping that you'll say. And I would literally tell this to clients. And, yeah. and so again, I'm going to, here's my promise. I'm going to deliver great service. Here's what I'm hoping from you. This is in really kind of committing people like, hey, we're this is a partnership, right? Like I'm going to be the very best agent, and then you're going to be the very best customer, right? That's kind of what I'm.
And that's a small gesture that you would do, but I bet that led to a lot of business. Oh, believe it or not. I mean, I bet that did. And so these are things that we cannot leave off the table. We cannot forget to talk about these things. We cannot forget to have these conversations with our clients. I think these are, this is how you want to wrap it up. And even throughout the appointment, you do a good job of that. Raul is, you know, dropping subtle hints to say, hey, anybody else that you think may benefit from this plan, keep them in mind as I'm going through the benefits here. But again, you want to make sure to drop these sentences, you know, these gestures, and do that, and that's going to lead to a lot of business.
I definitely agree with that. I think that there's so much that those appointments, I mean, you get that, that's the longest you're going to get with that client. Mm-hmm. And it's such a big opportunity to lay a foundation for a long relationship of referrals. You know, that again, really, I think that I only really sold in that first AEP for half of the AEP until Jonah was born. So
the year you started TMS.
Mm-hmm. So 2013 was the last time that I was really, I would say, actively selling. And I still, till this day, and that was nine years ago, till this day, I receive phone calls from clients that I enrolled when I was at Humana. So, you know, 13 years ago, 14 mm-hmm. years ago, and they just call me for everything. And I'll, and you know what? I still deliver on the promise. Like, it's kind of frustrating sometimes. I'm like, but I return those calls. I take them. Worst case scenario, if I don't have time, I'll have someone here from here make that call. But we're still, our goal is to deliver on that promise. Hey, I want to take it a step further real quick and just kind of talk about how you can, with the relationships that you have out in the community with doctors or with even senior centers or with physicians groups or dentists, that you're going to give your all. You're going to go above and beyond for them as well, and then delivering on that promise as well, right? So, I feel like I talk about Natalie and Diana so much because of how I see what they do. So Diana has a great relationship with her dentist, and she was just telling me right now that she walked into her dentist's office and noticed that she had two family members that were getting care at that moment when she walked over there, and she had no idea, but she just saw her family members. She genuinely cares to help grow that practice. And it shows to the point where she's inviting friends, inviting her own family to come and do that. Natalie, very similar. And one day she told me there was a dentist that she was working with. This is a side note. She was saying that she decided not to work with them anymore because she was thinking, I wouldn't send my own family member here. Why would I send someone else? So again, that's her genuinely caring for her clients, right? Because if she sent people over there, they could grow together. But she only wants to refer her clients to people she would send her own family to, the same way that I do things. I love that. But she does the same thing when it comes to building the practice of people that she's working with. She goes all in to try to help them. She wants to do everything she can to help them to be successful.
Yeah.
And I think we should do that. Yeah. So
we talk about the stool, right? I mean, we haven't referenced the stool in a while. Mm-hmm. But when you talk about the different relationships that we have and now getting away from our actual clients, but other ways that we spend time out in the community with the dentists, with different other types of providers, with senior living centers, with senior centers, wherever it is that you're at, you need to continue, you need to be consistent, and you need to continue to deliver with them. And by doing that, you know, you're adding a leg to your stool. And even if it's just going to generate one or two pieces of business a month, but if you have two, three, four, five of these, and you multiply that by one or two pieces of business a month, just referrals by relationships that you've created, but you've remained consistent with, right? And that's where people tend to lose, right? They put in all this work, they find the place, they get a meeting with them, they explain to them that this is what we can do for you. And the majority of agents fall off right after that. And it's because they don't deliver, right? And they're not delivering. Delivering means coming back and just, you know, continuing to just keeping that relationship and continuing that relationship. Agents don't do that. And so they put in all this hard work. Now they've gotten to the easy part where you just have to continue that relationship, and they don't do that.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's funny. I was talking with an agent, and they just got a new relationship with a new doctor. And they haven't had an opportunity yet to have that first appointment or first meeting with the doctor. They were just kind of, someone presented the opportunity to them, and they were saying that, I think that they're going to have a meeting in the next week with that doctor. And so this individual, this agent, went out and made a sale today and signed them up with the new doctor. She already kind of had that in her mind. Like, we got to try to find opportunities for this doctor, help this doctor to grow. And it's one of those things where it's, you have to make it and decide in your mind to genuinely care about that individual. And then that's where all the magic happens, where all these relationships really work is because of that. So, hey man, any takeaways that you have, anything that you?
No, I mean, I just love, you know, when you talked about just being genuine, be genuine with your business and how you go about doing your business, and treat everybody out there as if they were your own family member. And by doing that, you're going to build a great business for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. For me, one of the big takeaways is, obviously, I, as an agent, a producing agent, I'm in a different generation than you. Well, not just that. Also, really, in real life, I'm 9 years older than Oscar. but also in as a sales agent. And in 2008, 2007, when I was starting, we didn't have the number of spam calls that you get now. And so having to save, like, of course I, you know, saved my number in some of my clients' phones. I would tell them to do it. I would say, hey, save my number as Humana Raul. Like, so that way they would know that they could call me for Humana. Mm-hmm. And I think that still makes sense. But the idea of you have to, at this point, make sure that your phone number gets in their phone. Otherwise, they're not going to call you back, or they're not going to ever take your calls or call you back. And so I think that's a big takeaway for me, is just making sure to save their phone number in your phone.
Right.
So, yeah. Well, guys, that is that's a wrap for this week. We will continue to bring content, especially as AEP goes. Once we start getting into October, we're going to probably start talking, you know, more of just growing your business, what to do while you're active right now, give you good content to listen to when you are between appointments. So thank you guys so much, and we'll be seeing you next week.